Life Audio.
Hello, thank you for listening to Your Daily Bible Verse, the podcast that examines one verse each day to learn more about God and His will for us. I'm your host, Jessica Van Roekel, and after this short word from our sponsor, we'll continue our journey to the Resurrection series with a discussion on Mark 14, 16 through 62. Today's Bible verse is Mark 14, 16, 61 through 62. But Jesus remained silent and gave no answer. Again, the high priest asked him, "Are you the Messiah, the Son of the Blessed One?" "I am," said Jesus, "and you will see the Son of Man sitting at the right hand of the Mighty One and coming on the clouds of heaven." Have you ever faced unfair accusations? They feel like stones thrown and each one leaves an invisible wound. Jealousy and envy can cause people to behave in ways that hurt one another. Misunderstandings can lead to stone throwing too. I've had people accuse me of ineptness when they didn't like my leadership decisions. It hurt knowing the words they said got shared with other people. My explanations fell on deaf ears, made silent by anger. My natural response was to defend myself, but I felt God guide me to a silent reply and let my behavior, dressed in professionalism, be my answer. Yesterday, Carol discussed the arrest of Jesus, and today we will discuss Jesus before the Sanhedrin. Imagine a space full of leaders with hate in the eyes and murder on their lips, and it's directed at you. This was the environment where Jesus found himself and where we begin today's journey to the resurrection. By this point in our study, Jesus has been anointed, had the Last Supper, predicted Peter's denial, prayed in the Garden of Gethsemane, and been arrested. He now stands before the council made up of the high priests, scribes, elders, and teachers of the law. These were men who had the scripture with passage after passage of prophecy about the Messiah, and yet they didn't recognize him. Instead, they sought testimony to have Jesus put to death. But their plan didn't go as they thought it should. Many people came forward and gave false testimony, but none of their testimonies agreed with each other. Then the high priest asked Jesus to respond to the witness statements, but Jesus still did not speak. Finally, the high priest flat out asked Jesus if he was the Christ. Jesus answered and declared he was, and that they would see him seated at God's right hand and coming again. This answer was exactly what the high priest was looking for. "Blasphemy," he cried. The chief priests, elders, and scribes condemned him as deserving of death. In a show of grief, or maybe it was glee, the high priest tore his robes and the religious leaders began to abuse Jesus. They spit on him, hit him, covered his face with a cloth and demanded Jesus tell the name of the man who hit him. "If you're the Christ, prophesy," they commanded. Jesus could have called witnesses to defend him. After all, he had healed numerous people, raised people from the dead, and gave the blind their sight. Instead, he fulfilled Isaiah 53:7, where it says, "He was oppressed and afflicted, yet he did not open his mouth. He was led like a lamb to the slaughter, and as a sheep before its shearers is silent, so he did not open his mouth." The Greek term used for silent means to hold one's peace. Holding one's peace in the face of accusations takes a great deal of inner strength, and Jesus' conduct in this manner relayed his innocence. Jesus stood peaceful before his accusers, knowing their hearts, and he stayed committed to God's plan for redemption. When he finally spoke, Jesus appeared to incriminate himself, but what he said is that he would ultimately be the judge of them, even though it appeared they passed judgment on him. Psalm 110, verse 1 says this, The Lord says to my Lord, sit at my right hand until I make your enemies a footstool for your feet. And Hebrews chapter 1 verse 3 reminds us, the Son is the radiance of God's glory and the exact representation of his being, sustaining all things by his powerful word. After he had provided purification for sins, he sat down at the right hand of the Majesty in heaven. Jesus bravely bore humiliation and pain for your sake. He revealed his strength through what he did. He died and then rose from the dead. And he also revealed his strength through what he didn't do, rush to his own defense. He knew God was his defender and he rested secure in his Father. When we face accusations for choosing God's ways over the world's ways, we can also face pain and humiliation for Jesus' sake. He went through it so we could have the same power that raised him from the dead living in us. Let's receive the completed work of Jesus for our redemption with greater confidence and assurance. The great preacher Spurgeon said, "Glory be to God. That spittle on his countenance means a clear, bright face for me. Those false accusations on his character means no condemnation for me." Today, let's bring him glory, honor, and praise him. Let's pray. Holy God, I thank you so much for your word, and you have hope and life within these words. And God, I just praise you for what you faced and what you did for me so that I would have no condemnation, for us so that we would have a way to know you, that we would have a way to experience eternal life with you. God, help us to give you glory and praise your name. In Jesus' name, amen.
Often we believe our questions mean we don't have faith, but I believe Jesus loves our questions. Our questions are windows into heaven. I'm Caden Fabrizio, and on the Questions with Caden podcast, we ask and answer one question per episode as relevantly and biblically as possible. Questions about fear, anxiety, depression, addiction, and so much more. Don't worry, your questions, they're not going to scare Jesus. So ask away. Listen and subscribe now at lifeaudio.com or wherever you listen to podcasts.